Chapter 22,
Section 3. A Nation Divided. Before you read. In the last section, you read about America's war effort in Vietnam. In this section, you will read about how the United States became divided over the war in Vietnam. The working class goes to war. Who fought the war? Most soldiers who fought in Vietnam were called into combat under the country's Selective Service System, or draft. Because the war was growing unpopular, thousands of men tried to avoid the draft. One of the most common ways to avoid the draft was to attend college. Most men enrolled in a university could put off their military service. Many university students during the 1960s were white and financially well off. As a result, a large number who fought in Vietnam were lower-class whites or minorities. Nearly 80% of American soldiers came from lower economic levels. Thus, Vietnam was known as a working-class war. Early on, a high number of African Americans served and died in Vietnam. During the first several years of the war, 20% of American soldiers killed were black. Blacks, however, made up only about 10% of the U.S. population. This situation prompted protests from many civil rights leaders, including Martin Luther King, Jr. Many African American soldiers also endured racism within their units. The U.S. military in the 1960s did not allow women to serve in combat. However, nearly 10,000 women served in Vietnam as Army and Navy nurses. Thousands more volunteered in the American Red Cross and the United Services Organization, USO. This organization provided entertainment to the troops. Question 1. Name two groups of Americans who did most of the fighting early on in Vietnam. The Roots of Opposition. What were the New Left groups? By the 1960s, American college students had become politically active. The growing youth movement of the 1960s was known as the New Left. The group took its name from the Old Left of the 1930s. That movement had tried to push the nation towards socialism. The New Left did not call for socialism. However, it did demand sweeping changes in American society. One of the better-known New Left groups was Students for a Democratic Society, SDS. This organization called for greater individual freedom in America. Another New Left group was the Free Speech Movement, FSM. This group was formed at the University of California at Berkeley. It grew out of a fight between students and administrators over free speech on campus. FSM criticized business and government institutions. The strategies of the SDS and FSM eventually spread to colleges throughout the country. There, students protested mostly campus issues. Soon, however, students around the nation found one issue they could protest together: the Vietnam War. Question 2. Name two New Left groups. The protest movement emerges. How did the Hawks and Doves differ? Across America, college students rose up in protest against the war. They did so for various reasons. The most common reason was that the conflict in Vietnam was a civil war between the North and the South. Thus, the United States had no business being there. Others believe that the war kept America from focusing on other parts of the world. Still others saw the war as morally unjust. In April 1965, SDS helped organize a march on Washington, D.C. About 20,000 protesters participated. In November 1965, a protest rally in Washington drew about 30,000 protesters. Eventually, the anti-war movement reached beyond college campuses. Small numbers of returning veterans protested. Musicians took up the anti-war cause. Many protest songs became popular. By 1967, Americans were divided into two main groups. Those who wanted the United States to withdraw from the war were called doves. Those who supported the war were called hawks. Other Americans took no stand on the war. However, they criticized doves for protesting a war in which U.S. troops were fighting and dying. Question 3. Briefly explain the positions of the hawks and doves.